Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 50 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Kinsey Thompson.
And I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
The old-time band and even the introductory band is going to be playing.
The Kentucky Center for Traditional Music is hosting a concert tomorrow.
MSU Student Government Association will host this year's Iron Eagle Challenge.
Jefferson County schools have turned in a list of teachers who use sick days to protest at the Capitol to the State Education Commissioner.
A Russell Independent High School teacher has been arrested on charges of child pornography.
A Lexington man has been arrested in connection with the shooting.
In sports, the Round County baseball team got victory in Myrtle Beach.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Tonight, clear skies with a low around 29 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
The Kentucky Center for Traditional Music will be hosting its mid-semester concert tomorrow evening. Each semester, music sections with the center perform at two events as a way to showcase their work. The first show takes place at the Round County Arts Center, and KCTM director Raymond McLean says there will be plenty of entertainment.
All the sections of band class at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music, everyone including the Mountain Music Ambassadors that are our flagship groups that represent the center regionally. They've played on important stages across the country and in many countries. Also, our bluegrass bands, the country bands, the old-time bands, and even the introductory band is going to be playing.
Tomorrow's performance is set for 7 o'clock. The center's final show of the semester will be Tuesday, April 30th at the Moorhead Conference Center.
The Student Government Association will host this year's Iron Eagle Challenge on Friday. The challenge is designed to engage students in community service for 24 consecutive hours. The time will be split into 3 8-hour shifts that students can sign up for. Andrew Sexton is the Vice President for Campus Involvement for SGA.
The first 8 hours is where it's community service to the community, where students can sign up to volunteer at one of 8 sites around the Moorhead community. The sites include working at the Recycling Center, Gateway Children's Advocate Center, the nursing home.
Students can register by emailing atsexton@moorheadstate.edu or by stopping by the SGA booth at ADUC this week.
A manufacturer of musical instruments in Knott County will be opening next month, and they plan to employ people recovering from opioid addictions. In 2012, Doug Nazelrode started the Appalachian School of Luthery, a woodworking shop that teaches the art of building instruments. Nazelrode has received more than $800,000 from the Appalachian Regional Commission to start Troublesome Creek Stringed Instrument Company. Nazelrode says that the woodworking shop is going to be useful for Troublesome Creek.
We're putting Troublesome Creek in an existing facility. It's beautiful. It's a $1 million wood shop. We already had the wood shop here, and we, of course, have people who need jobs. So Troublesome Creek is about putting our resources and our needs together.
Nazelrode says the factory will eventually employ more than 60 people.
Kentucky Transportation Cabinet crews continued work on a $2 million road repair project yesterday. Contractors will be working to stabilize an embankment along Kentucky 2 in Greenup County. The project is part of an ongoing effort to improve safety along 4 miles of the state highway. KTC Information Officer Alan Blair says the project was already in the works and will continue for several months.
Started in February with some work, and then this will continue through this summer and into the fall, perhaps. It depends on the progress of the construction, but they have until October to complete all of the work. We expect construction to continue throughout the summer. The last part of the construction will be paving, and they should finish that before fall.
Blair says the work is necessary to repair damages that have accumulated over the years. The work includes a lot of little things that together will have a big impact on the safety of motorists, such as removing large trees and placing culvert pipes. Work began yesterday when the first 2 miles of U.S. 23 in Greenup County. Motorists should expect lane closures and delays over the next 4 days.
East Kentucky Power Cooperative Spurlock Station is using the equivalent of about 2.4 million tires as fuel to make energy for more than 1 million Kentuckians each year. The technology reduces emissions, making the units among the cleanest in the nation fueled by coal. Nick Comer is the External Affairs Manager for East Kentucky Power Cooperative. He says tire-derived fuel is an efficient way to recycle tires.
East Kentucky Power has been very pleased with tire-derived fuel. It's a very efficient fuel and cost-effective fuel, and as importantly, we're keeping those tires from ending up in a landfill or a stockpile or out in the environment.
Since 2013, around 13.2 million tires have gone to the Spurlock station.
Horse racing season is quickly approaching, and thoroughbred owners are taking extra precautions with their horses. A recent study showed a spike in thoroughbred injury-related deaths in 2018. 36 deaths have been reported from various tracks across the Bluegrass, according to the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission, making it 20 more than 2017. Equine Medical Director Dr. Mary Scully tells LEX18 the problem must be resolved.
If it's climate change, we're going to have to figure it out, because the climate is not, is my understanding, going back to, what it was before.
Other possibilities are being investigated, but experts say copious amounts of rain could be the cause of the deaths, since it can cause inconsistencies on the surface of the racetrack.
A local priest known for good deeds and random acts of kindness will purchase the headstones for Morgan County father and daughter killed in a house fire this weekend. Timothy Gamble and 9-year-old Skylar Gamble were killed in a fire on Saturday. Family says the father-daughter duo was inseparable, and the hardworking dad did whatever he could to provide for his two kids, Skylar and Harley. The family was desperately trying to crowdsource for headstones for the two, but Father Jim Sitchko stepped in and will cover the cost of the monuments. Father Jim, a papal missionary for Mercy, was moved to help the family after the devastating tragedy. He has done the same for many others in the community. Sitchko is working with John Kearns at Kearns Monument in Berea. The business will handle the production of the headstones.
Kentucky's largest school district has turned over a preliminary list of teachers who used sick days to protest at the state capitol. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
At the request of State Education Commissioner Wayne Lewis, Jefferson County schools have submitted the list after classes were canceled multiple times due to teacher absences. The Herald Leader reports the list was sent out Monday, but it's unclear as to how many names appear on it. Educators protested at the Capitol in response to lawmakers considering proposals to change who manages the teachers' pension fund and indirectly support private schools with tax credits. The final workday for the 2019 legislative session is Thursday. For WMKY News, I'm Tanner Boyd.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes and the Laughlin Building are open to the public, with 6 lanes for birthday parties, private groups, lane by the hour, or per game pricing. Also available is Cosmic Bowling for birthday parties with disco and black lights for that glow-in-the-dark experience. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m., Sunday and Monday by reservation. More information and reservations at 606-776-3457.
A high school teacher with the Russell Independent School District has been arrested on child pornography charges. WSAZ reports 47-year-old Sam Beeson taught at Russell High School at the same time of his arrest. Beeson resigned from the school earlier this morning and was arrested by officers with the Ashland Police Department. He faces charges of possessing or viewing matter portraying a sexual performance by a minor and unlawful use of electronic means to induce a minor to engage in sexual or other prohibited activities. Beeson is currently lodged in the Boyd County Detention Center without bond.
London police have arrested 2 and seized 1.5 pounds of methamphetamine in a Monday drug bust. Police say they received a tip about drug activity at the Baymont Inn on Kentucky 192 Monday. Officers seized $10,000 along with the meth and 2 guns. According to WKYT, 42-year-old Linda Sizemore of Manchester and 41-year-old Floyd Beagley of Hayden were arrested following a search of the hotel officers say they were in. ATF assisted in the search, and 2 are charged with 2 counts of first-degree drug trafficking, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, marijuana possession, and possessing drug paraphernalia. A child was also staying in the hotel at the time of the search and was removed by social services. Police estimate the value of the methamphetamine at $18,000.
A Lexington man has been arrested in connection with the shooting. 20-year-old Michael Smith is accused of shooting an acquaintance in their front yard on Ray Street Sunday. Police say the victim is a 33-year-old man. He remains in the hospital. Neighbors tell WKYT shootings are frequent in the area. Smith is charged with assault.
A Sawyersville man was convicted on federal drug charges. A federal jury convicted Danny Porter last week of trafficking oxycodone pills in Magoffin County. According to EKB-TV, the jury also convicted Porter of possessing oxycodone pills with the intent to distribute them. Officials say oxycodone pills, 20 firearms, and over $40,000 in cash were seized in a search of Porter's residency. Catherine Redclark and Tanya Owens of Indiana have pled guilty to conspiring with Porter to distribute oxycodone after being charged with possession of over 200 oxycodone pills. Porter faces up to 20 years in prison.
A Kentucky man is fighting a traffic citation he received while feeding a homeless man. Morris Sword saw a man holding a sign that said homeless and hungry and decided to buy him a meal. While his wife was handing food out the window, a police officer approached Sword for stopping on a limited access highway. The citation says the vehicle was stopped in the right lane as traffic approached. Sword pleaded not guilty in court last week, with his attorney saying he will pursue dismissal of the ticket at the April 5th trial.
A Lexington man has been indicted on charges connected to a deadly hit and run. WKYT reports 34-year-old Anthony Kothmeyer is charged with leaving the scene of an accident and tampering with physical evidence. He is accused of striking 38-year-old Andre Edwards on Old Todd's Road in November 2017. Edwards was found dead on that road hours later. Kothmeyer is lodged in the Fayette County Detention Center on a $5,000 bond.
Lexington police revealed new details in court today about a woman suspected of killing her ex-boyfriend and setting his house on fire. According to WKYT, Detective Timothy Upchurch testified that Christina Young admitted to the murder of Demetrius Gordon on the morning of the homicide. Officials say Young tried to cover up Gordon's death following the stabbing by setting the exterior garage on fire, which is where Gordon's body was discovered. The judge did not set a bond, and the case will be presented to the grand jury.
Taking an extended look at your weather forecast. Wednesday, patchy frost before 10 a.m., sunny with a high near 61. Wednesday night, clear with a low around 33. Thursday, areas of frost before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 67. Thursday night, 20% chance of showers, low around 44. Friday, a 20% chance with a high near 65. Friday night, a 20% chance of showers with a low around 52. And looking at your temperatures for the WMKY listening area, Flemingsburg is 50 degrees, 48 in Winchester, 52 degrees in Ashland and Inez, 49 degrees in Lexington, and 50 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State Public Radio.
Governor Matt Bevin has signed legislation allowing adults to carry a concealed handgun without a permit, but the owner of a shooting range in Round County says that could cut out valuable education. WMKY's Jacob Lindberg reports.
Senate Bill 150 hasn't yet taken effect, but when it officially hits the books in late June, Kentuckians age 21 and up who are able to lawfully possess a firearm can conceal their weapons without a license. Tommy Jones runs the Whiskey Creek Shooting Range in Rowan County. He also teaches concealed carry permit classes and says obtaining a permit will still be a good idea after the bill takes effect, especially for gun owners crossing state lines.
So just because the governor signed this doesn't mean you can still go to Ohio, West Virginia, Tennessee, etc., and carry concealed. That's not how it's going to work. You still want to be able to carry in those states. You're still initially going to have to go back and go through the carrying concealed deadly weapons class.
Until the new law takes effect, Kentuckians caught carrying a concealed weapon without a permit can face a Class A misdemeanor, punishable by up to $500 in fines and 12 months in jail. Jones, a retired police officer, says the permit is helpful to law enforcement officials.
And that way, if you ever are involved in an incident, hopefully not, but if you are, at least in good faith, you went on and took the extra step on going through the class, being educated, getting the license. And that way, it just shows that you, in good faith, that you've done the extra mile there.
He says he expects more individuals to carry firearms as a result of the bill.
I believe just by talking to some other instructors, I believe we anticipate to see a lot of people start carrying because they don't have to go through the class. They don't have to pay the fee or go the extra step.
Jones says skipping the concealed carry class would leave one without valuable education.
It's supposed to give you a little bit of education on carrying concealed, the good points, the bad points. We try to educate you on if you have firearms in the home, where to keep them, where to not keep them. If you're going to carry concealed out on your actual person, good points and bad points about that.
He says a lack of training could lead to unnecessary issues.
You're going to have a lot of people out there that now they just don't have to go through an educational course, and they're just going to, you know, again, try to hide it on their person or in their vehicle. They're not going to know proper procedures on how to or where to actually put that weapon on them. And a good chance you're going to see accidents take place after this.
His concerns echo that of lawmakers who opposed Senate Bill 150. Jones, who again runs a shooting range and is licensed to teach concealed carry classes, says he supports the Second Amendment, but he says the new law is a step in the wrong direction.
Personally, I believe that, you know, it's a law that should have not been passed. I know it's everybody's right to bear arms and carry, but openly, of course, but I don't agree with letting people carry concealed without going through a proper educational course.
Supporters of a law say it reinforces the constitutional right to bear arms in the Commonwealth. Additionally, proponents say the measure makes no changes governing where and when people can possess concealed weapons. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.
It's 446 and 50 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Kenzie Thompson, here with Nacogdoches Miller, and we are coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us this sunny Tuesday afternoon. Leanne Akers has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Bypass Pond, 897 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead. Bypass Pond buys, sells, trades, and loans almost anything of value. Cash for gold, silver, jewelry, and diamonds. Tools, video games, televisions, computers, hunting supplies, music gear, and guitars. Bypass Pond is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sundays. 897 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead. Phone number is 780-7296. Facebook and online, bypasspond.com.
County baseball wins one in South Carolina. For WMKY Sports, I'm Naya Indweza. The Rowan County baseball team played their second game at the Cal Ripken Experience in Myrtle Beach this afternoon. The Vikings beat Kinston, a team from Chagrin Falls, Ohio, in 6 innings, 15-3. Coach Scott Collins said going into the game that the team has some veteran players stepping up.
We've got AJ on the mound today, so that's on our side right from the get-go, having him on the mound. You know, he's going to give us everything he's got. So, but, you know, we'll just have to come to play today and hopefully secure up our defense a little better and maybe get some timely hits.
The Vikings have the day off tomorrow and will meet Rewston, Ohio, on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Taking a look at other regional baseball games tonight, East Carter hosts Elliott County and Lewis County hosts Mason County at 5:30 p.m. West Carter heads to Menifee and Boyd County travels to Hurricane, West Virginia at 6 p.m. And Raceland hosts Johnson Central at 6:30 p.m. In regional softball action, Ashland Blazer hosts Chesapeake, Ohio at 5:30. Elliott County hosts Menifee County, Fleming County hosts Greenup, and West Carter heads to Lewis. Game time in those three matchups is set for 6 p.m. Morehead State baseball faces a tough road contest when the team heads to Lexington to take on Kentucky this evening. MSU comes into the game at 17-7 and 4-2 in conference play. Head coach Mike McGuire says the Wildcats will be a strong test for his ball club.
They're very talented.
they're having a rough start in the SEC play, and I think because of that, we're going to have their full attention tomorrow, and we're going to get the best that they have to offer. I think they're going to be ready to play, and you know we got to be equally ready to play.
Kentucky sits at 14-10 overall, but 0-6 in Southeastern Conference play. First pitch from Kentucky Proud Park is set for 6:30 p.m. The Morehead State University beach volleyball team is hosting their first home match of the season this afternoon. The Eagles are facing off with Eastern Kentucky University. The first game began at 3:30, and the teams will face off again at 5:30. Associate coach Kirsten Becker said the team was excited going into the matchup.
We're really excited. Not only is it our first home game of the season, it's the first time that two teams from Kentucky have played in an NCAA beach match. So it's a little bit of history, and it's fun to do it with a rival.
The Eagles are currently 6-3 on the season. The Colonels came into today's matchup at 0-4. Morehead State University has appointed head volleyball coach Jamie Gordon as interim athletic director. Brian Hutchison is transitioning to a new position as athletic director at Lincoln Memorial University in Tennessee within the next week. Coach Gordon has served as the MSU's women's volleyball coach since 2003 and will continue to serve in this role during his interim appointment. His teams have won numerous team academic awards from the OVC and the American Volleyball Coaches Association, and have won several Ohio Valley Conference regular season and tournament championships. Furthermore, women's volleyball has received 7 straight academic progress rate recognitions from the NCAA. Coach Gordon brings with him a wide set of experiences in coaching at Morehead State University, the University of Kentucky, West Virginia Wesleyan, and Henry Clay High School. Morehead State Rifle has announced the addition of 4 shooters who will join the team for the 2019-2020 season. WMKY's Tanner Boyd has more.
Kaylee Dahlquist of Washington, Pennsylvania, Grace Weber of Clear Spring, Maryland, Elizabeth Plessity of Granbury, Texas, and Bryce Ward of Hurricane, West Virginia have all inked national letters of intent. Dahlquist, who attends Trinity High School, began her shooting career in 2008 in 4-H, eventually joining the Fraser Simplex Junior Rifle Club in her hometown the same year. Weaver, whose current school is Clear Spring High School, began shooting competitively in 2013 and qualified for the Junior Olympics in her first year of shooting. Plessity has been shooting since January 2016 when she joined the Granbury High School shooting team, which is conducted by the Marine Corps Junior ROTC. And Ward, who attends Hurricane High School, started shooting in June of 2016 and went on to compete in the 2017 NRA National Championships, garnering multiple awards. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
And that'll do it for sports this afternoon. For WMKY News, I'm Naya Andweza.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Beach volleyball hosts Austin Peay on Saturday for 2 matches beginning at noon and 2. For more information from MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose but finished well off of their highs as sentiment on Wall Street was dampened by lingering fears that the economy is slowing down. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 140.90 at 25,657.73. The S&P 500 was up 20.1 at 2,818.46. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 53.98 at 7,691.52. As mentioned, continued worries over the economy, not helped today by the reports that were released, one showing housing starts fell 8.7% in the month of February, and this widely missed expectations. Building permits declined, but at a slower rate than forecast by economists. Consumer confidence also declined in March to 124.1 from 131.4 in the month of February. This data according to the Conference Board. Shares of Bed Bath & Beyond skyrocketed more than 20% after the Wall Street Journal reported that activist investors are trying to replace the company's entire board of directors. And NVIDIA, the chipmaker, rose almost 2% after a brokerage firm initiated coverage of the chipmaker with an overweight rating, noting its attractive valuation. In the commodities markets, oil was up 2% today, finishing at $60.03 a barrel, while gold was down 0.6% at $1,315.20 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a good day, with the Stock 600 index up 0.75%. And in Asia, stocks rebounded from yesterday, with the Nikkei up 2% and the Hang Seng up 0.8%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Disney and 3M, while the worst performers were United Health Group and Apple. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Viacom and Biogen, while the worst performers were Carnival and Abiomed. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was CSX up 28 cents at 73.04, AK Steel down or up 8 cents at 271, UPS up $1.54 at 108.44, Lowe's down 6 cents at 105.97, Marathon Petroleum up 80 cents at 61.97, and Kroger was up 33 cents to finish at 24.48. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one- and two-numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Moorhead, Rowan County, and Moorhead State University. More information at 784-1250.
Taking a look at some of the upcoming events in the area, the Mountain Arts Center in Prestonsburg presents the Oak Ridge Boys in concert at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, March 29th. Tickets are priced from $33 to $63.
A blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at the Moorhead Kroger from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, March 30th. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. All donors will receive a free T-shirt.
St. Clair Healthcare and UK Healthcare will host the 18th Annual Community Baby Shower from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, March 30th at the Moorhead Conference Center. All planning, pregnant, new, and adopting parents are invited to win door prizes. Free information on topics related to pregnancy and newborn care will be available.
Round County Christmas will host a spring painting party at the Moorhead Shrine Club, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, April 2nd. Cost is $35 and proceeds support Round County Christmas. To reserve your space, call Rhonda Holly at 606-356-1661.
The Round County Caring and Sharing Alzheimer's Support Group will meet at 6 p.m. on Monday, April 8th at the Round County Public Library. Caregivers of those with Alzheimer's or a related disorder are invited to attend. Attendees will receive education, support, and new information about caregiving issues.
Taking a look at the weather forecast for the week. Wednesday, patchy frost before 10 a.m., sunny with a high near 61. Wednesday night, clear with a low around 33. Thursday, areas of frost before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 67. Thursday night, a 20% chance of showers, low around 44. Friday, a 20% chance with a high near 65. Friday night, 20% chance of showers with a low around 52. And taking a look at the temperatures for the WMKY listening area, Flemingsburg's 50 degrees, 48 degrees in Winchester, 52 degrees in Ashland and Inez, 49 degrees in Lexington, and 50 degrees here on the campus of Moorhead State Public Radio.
That's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Naya Indweza, Wyatt Melton, Cody Robinson, Haley Stidham, Grant Johnson, Leanne Akers, Jacob Lindberg, Tandy Wallingford, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Greg Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock. Hilliard Lyons is Bud Luke, and our feature segment today comes from WMKY's very own Jacob Lindberg. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and translator W202BH in Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Nacogdoches Miller and all of the MSPR news team, I'm Kinsey Thompson for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.